Oh, really great to be talking high school hockey now. We're going to start with Gloucester High School hockey coach Derek Geary. And coach, it seems like it was yesterday, even though it's been a year. Congratulations on your first win. Welcome back to MSO, and how are you?
Oh, thanks so much. I'm doing great. I mean, I'm sick like the rest of New England, but in good spirits mentally. It has been a nice start to the season. And yeah, you're right, man, it goes quick. It's, you know, you start with a stressful week of tryouts and then you pick your head up and it's like the week before Christmas and the season's underway.
You know something, Derek, that's something I in all the years I've been doing this, I really haven't asked any coaches about what you just said, the stress of tryouts. And I wonder if you could maybe just tell me a little bit about what that's like, because I was a JV baseball coach for a very short time, just a couple of years, and I didn't have to worry about cutting people. What's it like as a varsity coach to have to go through that for a week or so preseason?
It's really hard, you know. I mean, you're there to pick a team and put the best team on the ice that competes. You know, and my love of coaching comes from connecting with kids and trying to instill passion for the game. And the last thing I like to do is, you know, break kids' hearts. And, you know, that's the good end of the spectrum. The bad end is, you know, you get crazy emails and, lot of tough situations that people don't, you know, they might get in your face, they might do this, they might do that, but, you know, you have to be clear with your vision and your desire to put the best team on the ice as possible, and it's nothing personal to anyone, and sometimes kids, parents have to have a hard dose of reality in terms of where their level is at that particular moment.
Yep, I totally get that, and that's one of the things we try to maximize here on our website and our little thing that we do is that you got to trust.
Let me just say, on the flip side, and this is what it's all about. I had a kid, Jackson Hakes, junior, really great guy, hard-working, skating forward, and kind of a bubble gray area player. So I cut him after tryouts. I didn't cut him out of the program. I said,
right,
you know, I think we're starting at JV. You know, I don't see an incredible difference between you and some of these other guys. And, you know, I we're going to start JV. Well, okay. So that was like 10 days ago. So fast forward, we get some injuries, we get some sickness, and I have him practicing with varsity and he's doing amazing, skating his heart out.
Yep.
And then he dressed for the game the other night and was fantastic.
Okay.
I had him out there with 5 minutes to play in a 1-1 game. This is a kid that I cut 10 days ago.
Okay, that's what it's all about, Coach. Man, I'm so glad you said that. My daughter went through that as a lacrosse player at Gloucester High School, and she was so disappointed her junior year. And I used to tell kids come into my classroom, they would complain about the coaches, and my thing was always, hey, I know you're good, you know you're good, but you got to show it to the coach. And I had to say the same thing to my daughter when she didn't make varsity. So she goes out and she plays JVs. She didn't quit. She plays JVs and she scores 5 goals and she got called up the next game. So, you know, I'm so glad you said that because it's not the end of the world.
We try to teach the process. And yeah. I try to run a program maybe a bit like a college program where there's not a strict binary division between varsity and JV. There's a fourth, fifth line, and, you know, there's opportunity there. The top four lines dress for varsity games, but I like to practice as many guys on fifth line and let them evolve over the season. Whereas I think a lot of old school mentality, again, with parents, not to pick on parents all night, but, you know, they kind of like see this as this hierarchical thing, and we're going to have varsity and JV right after a 3-day tryout and never the two shall meet. And, you know, it's not that clear. There's, even if you're JV to start, you work hard, you believe in it, you have passion, things change. And all of a sudden you find yourself, as I just said, playing a varsity game with 5 minutes to play in the third period.
That's a great story. That really is. Now, Coach, I want to talk about the makeup of your team. As we get into the season here, some major changes. You had an incredible season last year. I'm looking at the roster, and I'm stunned to look that it's once again seems to be a very young team with a few really good veterans sprinkled in there.
Yeah, you know, we were coming to the season with humility and hard work. We know that we're not going to step on the ice and win games 6-2, 7-2, like we did at times last year. I mean, we've lost well over 150 points of offense on paper. But we've got a team that's very building confidence by the day. I think plays better defense than we've played in the last 3 or 4 years. And I think really buying into the underdog, if you will, or next guy up mentality might be more accurate. So we're getting excited about the team we have. I think we may surprise people.
Derek, as a varsity coach, you have a style of your own. You've learned from other coaches. You've incorporated your own style on how you want a team to look on the one hand. But then on the other hand, as you just mentioned, you have different talent acquisitions, if I could use that word, every year. And you have to tailor, I'm guessing you have to tailor your aspirations in terms of your vision to what the kids do. And how big a challenge is that each year?
I think that's the art of coaching. You have to know your strengths and weaknesses. You have to know the team you have. We're it's no secret that we don't have a ton of obvious high-skilled offensive guys. So we're going to play really hard defense. We're going to play really smart, detailed hockey. This is all, hopefully, by the way. We're going to have goaltending.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're going to have to win special teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I would say.
Well.
And I think that a lot of goal scoring is confidence and some mental stuff. So I'm hoping some doors open for a few kids as the season evolves. But when you have kids like Costanzo and Marshall who have scored a million goals all through youth hockey and high school and players that have played with them and kind of relied on that, it may take a little time for them to realize, hey, I can score goals too. And not only that, I'm starting to believe I can score goals. And, once you have confidence, then you have something to work with.
Well, talk about confidence. Tell me about the confidence building in that game on was it Friday night or Saturday? 3-2 over
Saturday.
Oh, Concord Carlisle, yeah.
We went from what would have been one of the most frustrating defeats in my short tenure to a thrilling comeback victory. I mean, we really carried the play all night, 5-on-5. We took some dumb penalties and got burned for it, and they had a good power play. So we squandered a lot of point-blank chances. So there we are, 1-1, late in the third, and we give up a tough goal, a big scrum in front of the net that seemed like it went on for 15 seconds, and then the puck was in the net. All of a sudden, it's 2-1 with 4 minutes to go, and a game we feel like we should have won. So they took a too many men on the ice penalty, thank you, and we got on the power play with about 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go. We pulled the goalie for a 6-on-4 and tied it with our best shot of the night by far. Colby Jewell ripped a one-timer. Then we're in overtime all of a sudden playing, and the White brothers connected for a great overtime winner, which was a fabulous moment for them.
That must have been a great hockey game to watch. Now, was that home or away?
That was away.
Oh, that's too bad.
Edge Center in Bedford.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple of the kids. I'm looking at, what seems to be a fairly young roster, at least very few seniors on the team. So tell me a little bit about your leaders, Coach, if you would.
Junior-laden team for the most part. Our leaders are Nick White is our captain. Who's basically a 4-year varsity player, certainly 3-year varsity player, hardworking, wonderful kid, and I like his leadership style. It's tough to get good leaders, and he's quiet, and I think straight ahead and doing a nice job as a early moral compass for the boys. Mm-hmm. Drew White is his twin brother, who has a scoring knack that we're going to try to extract even more out of, but he has a way of putting the puck in the net. Derek Elms is our big, rugged defenseman, our most physical player. If he stays out of the box, he's a fantastic threat on the blue line. And Brady Sala is our assistant captain, mm-hmm. who's going to have a more elevated role this year as a speedy forward.
The other thing... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yep, go ahead, Derek.
Oh, and then I didn't know if you wanted me to go down the lineup, but then, you know, some of our more celebrated sure. players from last year, Colby Jewell is back as our most obvious offensive threat. The more we get him to play consistent two-way hockey, he's really could be one of the elite players in the league, in my opinion. Brett Cunningham is an incredible player. He's playing with some limitation from a serious off-season injury, but on the ice, miraculously, and in the mix. And then much improved defense led by some juniors, mm-hmm. Chris Logicono, Will Lothers, James Sanfilippo, and on and on.
There are so many layers here, Coach, that I can't wait to get into this season and follow and talk with you some more. But one thing that you struck a note on me, it just rang a bell. I talked with Coach Fassett over in Danvers over the weekend, and what he kept mentioning, as you are in so many ways, is you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing, and it's so great to hear that, because you guys as hockey coaches is so much more than that, and you got these guys out there, and it's just great to see, and fantastic start. Now, coming up, you got Marblehead, I believe, this week, and then is the Christmas tournament after that?
No, we have Franklin coming to town on Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right, so tell me a little bit about the future of maybe this week and what you expect from these two schools.
Well, really excited about Wednesday night. So it's the home opener. It's the Northeastern Conference opener. It's our long rival Marblehead, who always brings their A game to Gloucester. Should be a fantastic game. I'm hoping there's a big crowd. I think there will be. Mm-hmm. So come on down to the rink. It's going to be a great, great atmosphere. And as I said before, you know, it's going to be stressful for the coaches, but it's going to be great for the fans, because it's going to be 2-1, 3-2 hockey games all season long. So, I would agree with the Danvers coach in that when you're dealing with those type of games and that kind of parity in the Northeastern Conference, it all comes down to detail play and you know, concentration through 45 minutes of hockey. You know, you let up one shift, you don't get the puck out of the zone, you don't win your battle in front of the net, and those are the plays that decide hockey games, right there. One single play, one single detail not covered, so.
All right, final question for me, Derek, is how much, coaching obviously goes on, you know, during practice, and how much teaching is there during a game?
I don't think there's a ton of teaching, X's and O's, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's more keeping guys focused. You know, you might constantly remind them of our structure on a forecheck or our D-zone. But I think it's more about keeping kids focused and keeping energy high and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Coach, great talking with you. I've kept you too long already, but I'm going to check in with you multiple times this season, and thank you for taking the time tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, always a pleasure.
All right, Derek, be well.
Thank you.
Thank you, and be safe. Talk to you later on, okay?
Okay.
Very good. All right. That is Derek Geary, who is the high school coach at Gloucester High School, high school hockey coach at Gloucester High School. They started with a 3-2 win over Concord Carlisle at the Edge Sports Center on Saturday evening. 3-2 win in overtime. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.